Good morning. My guests this morning are Jimmy Marchbanks and John Milo Chapman, and they are going to be talking about the first Sonoma County Festival of Peace, Love, and Unity. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
This is Saturday, April 7th, starting at 2 in the afternoon and going right through until midnight.
That's correct.
At the Arlene Francis Center on 6th Street. How did this come about? How did you guys get involved
in
this?
Well, Jimmy and I have been wanting to do this festival. We've done festivals in the past. I've done Festival Africa. We did that years ago. And then we did the Monteverde Festival, which was like an alternative energy festival at the Monterio Theater, amphitheater. We did that a few years back. We've done various festivals over time as Tribal Records. But now we kind of evolved to a new stage where we're trying to do more collaborative events. I have a nonprofit. It's called River Arts and Media, and we promote media, you know, especially local media, like what you guys are doing here.
Right,
and,
that's right.
And so we're always trying to get artists and producers and writers and those kind of people together in the same place. And so that was our idea for this festival. And then the fires happened.
Right.
And so, you know, that kind of like affected us just like it did everybody else in the county.
Yeah.
So we wanted to try to do something to address that issue, and nobody seems to do anything for the volunteer firefighters. You know, all the other guys, you know, they got jobs, you know, they get paid.
That's right.
The volunteers, you know, they're kind of like the unsung heroes, and so we thought it would be a good thing to do something and recognize them and invite them, and you know, when any kind of proceeds that we get that are profits, we'll donate to the volunteer fire departments. I have a really good one in the area where I live, out in Guerneville, the Russian River Volunteer Fire Department, and the Monterio Volunteer Fire Department. And they're kind of like the backbone of our fire suppression in this area, and it's becoming more and more of an issue as we see each year more and more fires. So we think it's an appropriate time and an appropriate thing to do.
I think you're absolutely right. People at the station who have seen the list of performers that you're going to have at this festival have been really surprised. How do you come by this this tremendous crowd of musicians?
Yes, I have to attribute that mostly to Jimmy, because Jim spends most of his time talking to performers, setting up shows, and doing things like that. So you know, and I've worked with Jim for a long time. We play in a band together called Midnight Sun, which we'll be playing there. But Afrofunk Experience will be there. Big Kitty, Super Bloom, Garrison Chrome. There's all kinds of people. There's all going to be like a lot of art and a lot of writers, people like that. So it's just Jim's connections mostly. You know, I know a few people, but he's really the driving force behind that.
How do you happen to have this this tremendous repertoire of people that you know who can perform?
Well, I mean, Sonoma County has quite a bit of, you know, musicians and artists and all that. And you don't see it often that we have local, you know, musicians get together in this, you know, in this multitude. And so I've been wanting to see this happen. I mean, it's happened in the past, but lately there haven't been anything. So I like the idea when Milo said, you know, you should do like a Sonoma County festival, you know. So, you know, we just kind of went from there.
I think your timing is perfect.
Good.
I really do, because there was all sorts of interest in people who had been involved in the fire in the months directly after it. But it's sort of slackened now, and I think it's time to step it up again once more. I noticed, too, that this is the first Sonoma County Festival of Peace, Love, and Unity. I assume that means that you may make a regular thing out of this event.
We're ambitious. That's our goal. As you can see, we tried to get as many people as we could for this event, and we're going to try to keep the event going as long as we can.
How do people get tickets?
They go to Arlene Francis.
Yes.
Yeah, go to Arlene Francis, and you can buy advance tickets there, and then they can come to the door.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in, you guys, and thanks for doing what you're doing.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Let's tell people that this is, as we said, the first Sonoma County Festival of Peace, Love, and Unity with respect, Saturday, April 7th, starting at 2 p.m. at the Arlene Francis Center. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.